This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're going back one more time to Erie, Pennsylvania today, a city and a county we've spent a whole lot of time in the past year or so trying to get a sense of what people had hoped for and what they think they got with the election of Donald Trump. Erie, as you know, was built on manufacturing, but a lot of those manufacturing companies and the jobs they offered have up and left. And that has left a lot of people in Erie feeling left behind, which is how we found ourselves back in the Polish Falcons Social Club, Nest 610. It's a neighborhood gathering spot. People come after work for a beer or a couple. First time we came was last January, right before the inauguration.
The hardest thing to find in Erie is a job.
We need a lot of jobs, good jobs, because GE was the only one left. I worked in shops all my life.
If you're going into medicine, yeah, it might be a good place. As for manufacturing, it's dead.
That's a big problem around here, is factories closing or partially closing.
We went back a couple of weeks ago.
What's going on?
We spoke last time, I'm almost positive. Do you remember talking to me?
I remember you.
Yeah. Remind me what your name is?
My name is Fred Dash.
Fred and his wife Nancy are regulars, both retired, living, they say, on about $3,000 a month.
Erie is pretty much poverty stricken. Sorry. There is not a lot of good paying jobs. I have grandsons. I have grandchildren. They can't find a decent job here. One just started working at a dog training place. Started today.
How much is he going to make, do you know?
Probably nothing.
So what do you think is the future of this city?
Seriously. I think it sucks. I think it's done. I really do. I don't think Erie is going to go too far.
What do you think of the future of this country, of the businesses and of the companies and of the people that make things in this economy? What's your guess as to how that's going to go?
I think they're all going to make it. I think they know now how to make the country better, and they are going to make it better.
Did you vote for Mr. Trump?
I can't really honestly tell you that.
How are you feeling about how he's doing?
I think he's great.
You're happy with it?
I think so. My husband is.
Mr. Trump left a billionaire lifestyle because he's an American and loves this country. That's how I look at it.
Nancy Dash's husband, Fred.
And you have these idiots like Pelosi. They're idiots. What's wrong with them? They can't accept that they lost the election.
You think that's what it's still all about?
Absolutely.
Are you better off today than you were a year ago?
Because of Trump, yes.
So you like what Mr. Trump is doing on the economy and
absolutely.
The tax bill
absolutely.
And yeah, regulations,
absolutely.
All of that?
Absolutely.
For years, GE Transportation was Erie's big economic driver. But 2 years ago, the company cut 1,500 jobs. There are plans for another almost 600 job cuts this year. Now most of the well-paying jobs in town are at the hospital or the university or the insurance company, the kinds of jobs that don't necessarily match up with the skills a lot of the longtime locals have. Bob, who you're about to hear here, is 62 years old. He asked us not to use his last name. He's worked on the assembly line at General Electric for 14 years, makes just over $70,000 a year.
That's good. That's good in Erie, yes.
So you have a couple of cars in the house and
a couple old cars, yeah. My newest car is a 2011. I don't dare go buy a new car.
He's worried, he says, about all the jobs he has seen cut at GE. But there is more than just that.
I am very angry. Very angry what's happening to this country. Coming to the end of my working life and to see this happening and watching the younger guys I work with, they're going to have to struggle for 20 years. They don't know from month to month what's going to happen. And you should go to work and should be able to know that you have a job, that you can make your house payments or whatever, send your kids to school. That's just the uncertainty of everything now. The American people better wake up if they haven't. We're done. I believe we're done as a country.
So are you just getting up in the morning and putting in your time at GE?
I get up in the morning and I put on the news to see if we're at war. Every morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, then I check the weather.
Jonette Kent has lived in Erie her whole life. She's 66 now, recently retired from the State Department of Public Welfare.
Are we better off? No. You can promise everybody roads, you can promise them housing, you can promise them jobs. You're going to start just printing money? Where is this going to come from? With Donald Trump, it's smoke and mirrors.
Here's a question, though, right? I mean, the economy is growing. Jobs are being added. Consumers are extremely confident. They're spending money.
Let me ask you this. Now, how many jobs, when they say jobs are added, does that balance the jobs lost? I'm not sure they are. Lower paying jobs are being added instead of the manufacturing jobs that paid a decent living.
Here's the other part of the economic equation. There's a big tax cut law that just went into effect, mm-hmm. right? People are going to start seeing money in their paychecks. Businesses are happy because regulations are being cut. You're not having that?
It'll all come home to roost. When the company's bankrupt, who's going to pay the bills then? People were eating bread. Suddenly you're giving them cake. It may look good, but again, it's all smoke and mirrors. The money for revitalization of the infrastructure has to come from somewhere. The way the government gets money is taxation. Come on.
What was interesting about that night at the Polish Falcon was that there was a kind of divide, an economic generational divide between who was feeling all right and who wasn't. Sitting at a table at the back of the bar was a group of five. Elspeth Keeley was one of them. She's 41, works as an organizer for Erie County United.
I'm doing much better this year than I was last year, and I think it's a bit of a reaction to recent events.
The organizing business is good.
Right. Yes, it is.
How about your own personal economy? How are you feeling?
I feel good.
Do you?
Yes. I mean, my brothers and sisters in Erie, I don't feel so great about how they're doing, and that's why I'm doing the work I do.
Martha Wachuku does the same kind of work at Erie County United. She's 25.
I graduated college, and I got a job, and I think I'm making the natural progression I'm supposed to.
So you're feeling pretty good?
I'm feeling okay, yeah.
What would make it better for you?
If I didn't have student loans to pay.
Can you afford a car and an apartment and all that?
Yeah, but all on loans. I hate having debt. I hate the idea of debt.
So in 5 years, mm-hmm. where do you think you are economically? I mean, if you're doing fine now at 25, not great, but fine.
Yeah.
How are you going to be doing at 30?
Well, I hope to have my student loans paid off. I would love to own my car. And I honestly don't know. I don't know where I'll be at 30, but beyond this, I hope.
Are you too optimistic? Not just about Erie, but about your own economic futures? Elspeth?
Of course we are. I mean, she's 25 years old. I hope she has optimism, because if she doesn't, she's going to have a hard go of it, you know? But yeah, right?
Yeah.
Matt Texter's 39. He's a graphic artist. Originally from Grove City, Pennsylvania, came to Erie looking for some career advancement, and he found it. But his economy in the past year or so?
It's like two paychecks away from being not good, if you include debt and mortgage and things like that. You know, I'm not much of a savings.
Still, though,
I have a lot of hope that it's going to get better. I don't feel like I'm stuck because I like Erie. You know what I mean? You know, it is affordable, and it's given me a lot. I see a lot of potential in Erie. I mean, it's beautiful. I don't know if you've been here in the summer, but it's a beautiful place to be.
There are other hopeful and optimistic people in Erie, people like Matt and Elspeth and Martha, people who are making economic moves and starting businesses in town. Later in the show, a 30-year-old woman who left her job as an engineer to open up a coffee shop in downtown Erie.